You are listening to the GeoNiagara Radio Show, sponsored by the Department of Geography and Tourism Studies at Brock University.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of the GeoNiagara Radio Show.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Darren. And on this episode of the GeoNiagara Radio Show, we have an interview with the founder of GoGeomatics Canada, Jonathan Murphy. So RJ, anything really cool happened this summer?
I think I took it pretty easy this summer. I worked at a greenhouse in Niagara-on-the-Lake for most of it. And I spent a little bit of time up in my cottage up near Sudbury.
I guess it's pretty old now to say, did you visit the Big Nickel and all that sort of thing?
Well, my mom grew up in Sudbury, so I've been there quite a few times. So didn't get to see the Big Nickel this summer, but sure, it hasn't changed much.
Yeah, the Big Nickel never changes. So this year I took a nice little whirlwind tour out to the East Coast, which was very exciting. It's the first time I took the kids on a giant little road trip. Canada is very big. The 2 days out there and the 2 days that we spent there and the 2 days back, we spent some time at the Joggins Fossil Cliffs in Nova Scotia. Highly recommend that for anyone who's into fossils and the like. Joggins Fossil Cliffs is a World Heritage Site. I believe it was the first World Heritage Site in Canada. And then we also spent time at Hopewell Rocks. So if you haven't been out there, I highly recommend Hopewell Rocks. You've been out there before.
I have. It's amazing. It's like walking on the ocean floor.
Yeah, we never had a chance to see the tide come in, but just seeing the landscape and the tides on the Bay of Fundy, how far they go inland into the tributaries and such, it was just an absolutely incredible experience. The East Coast definitely changes you, and just the nature of the people are just amazing. We took a little trip out to the Cape d'Or Lighthouse, and there was a little restaurant out by the lighthouse that was being run by this sweet couple that were probably had to be at least in their mid-80s, and my son had to go to the washroom, and I didn't have the heart to just use the washroom and leave. The gentleman asked me what I wanted, so we ended up ordering a nice grilled cheese sandwich and a Caesar salad. And by the time we were finished, I failed to see the little sign by the kitchen that said cash and traveler's checks only.
So what did you do?
Well, I basically apologized profusely to the gentleman that I hadn't seen the sign when I had ordered the food, and he said that, you know, it was no problem. He just gave me the bill, and he said, you know, run down to the gas station in town and tell him you owe Darcy some money, and then we could use the bank machine.
Good old Darcy.
The trusting nature of that gentleman just blew me away, and really powerful moment. That's basically Canada in a nutshell right there, I think.
I was just going to say, that's like a great, like, classic Canadian story, like people just trusting you to hand in money someplace else.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to actually going back out east. I would love to spend more time out there. The last time I was there, I was about 9 years old and spent quite a bit of time out there when my father was working, and he would wrap family vacations around when he was actually working out there. So there were times where I was spending like 6 weeks in Corner Brook, Newfoundland, and 3 weeks in Charlottetown, PEI. But I was really young, and so, you know, getting the chance to go out there with my kids this time, it was kind of a spur of the moment idea to go out there. Definitely want to spend more time out there. If we had more time, I'm certain we would have skipped over to Prince Edward Island through the Confederation Bridge, but we didn't have the time this go around, so we're planning next year for certain. We were actually even talking about driving out to Edmonton next year. For those of you who maybe not know the size of Canada, it was to New Brunswick and back, and all the traveling that we did there for the 2 days that we were there, we put on about 3,800 kilometers on the car. That 3,800 kilometers would be one way to Edmonton.
Just to give you a sense of scale.
Yeah, so in total it would be probably about 7,600 kilometers there and back, if not more, to get to Edmonton. So maybe another day, but I'm a firm believer in if you want to see the country, you have to drive the country. You can't just fly over it because you just don't get the appreciation of what Canada is.
I absolutely agree. Before we begin today's interview, we just wanted to give a little bit of background on our guest, Jonathan Murphy, and his company, GoGeomatics. GoGeomatics Canada is the most popular online magazine for geospatial news and information in the Canadian geomatics sector. With community support, GoGeomatics promotes the Canadian geomatics sector in Canada and around the globe. The founder of GoGeomatics Canada is Jonathan Murphy. John joins us today to discuss GoGeomatics and the geospatial community in Canada. Alongside the Go Geomatics magazine, Jonathan has created Canada's largest geomatics networking group with the goal of strengthening and empowering the geospatial community. He holds a bachelor's degree in archaeology from the University of Calgary and advanced diplomas in GIS and geomatics from the Center of Geographic Sciences. John has worked with organizations like the British Museum, the World Health Organization in Geneva, and Natural Resources Canada. He is a volunteer with St. John Ambulance and is a member of the Ottawa Search and Rescue SAR tracking team. John is a fellow of the Royal Canadian Geographic Society, and we are honored to have him on the show today.
At this time, I'd like to welcome Jonathan Murphy to the show, calling in from Ottawa. How's it going, John?
All right. It's going great. Thanks for having me on the show.
I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Hope to get some very valuable information about Go Geomatics Canada. So the first question I have is, what sparked the idea for Go Geomatics Canada?
So the idea for it came originally out of a project. It was a job board that I created when I started my first consulting company after I got out of COGS, and I started a little GIS consulting business. And as soon as you do that, people start sending you resumes. And what I did is, working with a friend of mine, we put together a job board, and it eventually turned in what was called Go Geomatics Canada. And it was just postings for free jobs. And there was a Go Geomatics Canada, there was a Go Geomatics USA, and a Go Geomatics Africa and Europe even. I was trying to create like a resource where people could post their resumes and they could post jobs for free. And then I thought I could make a little bit of money by having banner advertisements and stuff. And that kind of happened in 2006 originally. So it's been a while since then. And then that eventually kind of morphed into the Go Geomatics Canada that you see today, that's just so large and it's kind of turned into so many other things like the networking groups and the online magazine and the social media and stuff. And it all came out of that original kind of jobs and career focus.
So how has Go Geomatics grown over the past number of years? I mean, you mentioned that sort of 2006 seemed to be the year that it all just sort of took off. Has there been a lot of growth in the organization in terms of people participating?
Yes, there's been a lot of growth. It's been, I never intended, this wasn't a plan of mine to create the largest networking group and the largest geospatial kind of information news community hub in the country. It came out of kind of a need by the community. The community kept asking for these types of resources, and it kind of built on that. So, like starting in 2006, and then it went from the job board, there was a blog, and that blog was the beginning of the magazine. And out of the job board, people started asking me for advice about careers, and that's how the career seminar started that I give. I do career coaching for geomatics in Canada. And that also meant that people started asking me to meet them in person. And I said, well, let's go get a cup of coffee. And I'd post that on the job board. And then other people saw that we were doing that in Ottawa. And they said, well, hey, we want to do that in Toronto, or we want to do that somewhere else. Can we get together? And I was like, yeah, sure. And that's actually how the Go Geomatics networking really got started. And then as we grew and we were able to people started paying for services, like we went to job posting companies paying for that and providing services that the community wanted, like the coaching or the career seminars or banner advertisements on the website. And as my experience grew with the community, with the business, because it was a business, I was able to start doing consulting, communications, and marketing work, and companies started hiring me to help them plan events. I ended up working with the Canadian Geomatics Community Roundtable to help them meet their objectives and bringing the community together to reach the goals that they wanted to. It was under NRCan and the CCMEO, And we were very successful doing that. And since then, the groups have gone from like a couple of groups to now we're up to, we have 12 groups. We have groups from coast to coast. We have from groups from Halifax to Vancouver. Just today, I was in discussions with people who are interested in starting groups in Saskatchewan and New Brunswick. So there's still, we continue to grow. There's more interest. Every year it gets bigger. The website gets bigger. There's more stories on the magazine. It's just, we've seen a lot of growth.
So there's a couple things we want to touch on there. GoGMX promotes socials, monthly socials. You've touched upon groups across Canada. So just for the listeners sort of understanding, there's groups in Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Thunder Bay, Peterborough, Toronto, London, Ottawa, Kingston, Halifax, and you mentioned soon to be in Saskatchewan and New Brunswick. And
we're in talks, discussions. It's not sure. This is how these things begin.
And there's one in Niagara. What do participants get out of attending these socials?
So the socials, the value there is that it's a place, a monthly networking event it's free. There were very few, let's say, free networking events in the geospatial community before GoGeomatics. We're running now, it's kind of hard to imagine, I was doing the math, we do over 90 events a year now across Canada to support the Canadian geomatics community, the geospatial community. It's amazing. And the what people get out of the socials is they get to go. If you're a professional, you get to meet other professionals, you get to meet entrepreneurs, you get to talk about technology, you get to talk about data, you're making connections. It's all the great stuff that networking is. We do a lot of events where we have speakers. So this is how we support ourselves. We would invite companies or organizations to come in and give a talk. Give a 20-minute talk about, let's say, a project or a service or something. They sponsor the event, so they give us a little bit of money to keep going so we can buy food and pay for our tools and things like that. And that's basically, I think, what most people get out of it is that networking and the connections. I know personally, I've made so many connections with socials. I know other people who have come up to me and said, hey, thanks so much for helping us organize this. The socials also provide, and I think this is really important, it provides leadership opportunities in the community. It provides our group leaders with kind of a venue to meet people and to do public speaking and explore their own passions in the technology, in location technology, because they're able to invite speakers and companies to the events that they want to hear from and that they're interested in. So that's where a lot of the value is for the community.
I've noticed on the website, I've been a fan of the website for quite a number of years, about probably like 2010, I guess, would be when I started visiting the site. There's an extensive contributor community in terms of the online magazine. There are absolute ton of interesting articles about geospatial technology, geography-based articles. Can anyone become involved in contributing, and what is entailed in doing that?
Yeah, certainly. So we've reached a milestone on the magazine. We are now at over 1,000 Canadian geomatics articles. We are the largest source of Canadian geomatics information about the community and the sector and the technology. It's pretty amazing. And we, to get that much content, so we have a group, the editors and writers group, that work together, and anybody can apply to join this. There's the opportunity to just go to gogeomatics.ca and you'll see the volunteer opportunities on the front page. And it's basically people in the community. It ranges all the way from some of the most senior executives to students, to mid-career level professionals, and we get together and we discuss ideas about what we'd like to write about, and basically we write about them. So anybody can get involved. It's an exciting way to get your name out there as well as to explore the Canadian geospatial landscape. There's a lot of interesting and innovative things that we're doing in geomatics in Canada. And the Go Geomatics Canada magazine has been the kind of window into the Canadian geomatics community for the rest of the world. So you get a lot of exposure. So yeah, we invite anybody who's interested in volunteering to join the writers group to contact us.
So back in 2014, Go Geomatics asked the question of Canadians on Parliament Hill, what is geomatics? And you did this as part of a video. And I was curious as to what was the purpose of that video and you know, what was learned from that?
Yeah, that was a really interesting project. So that was part of the Canadian Geomatics Community Roundtable efforts, where we were trying to bring the community together so that we could work towards some common goals. And so the idea behind the video is I approached NRCan and I said, hey, I think this would be an interesting question to ask to the public, because identity went to the heart, like who are we as a sector? And there has been for years a lot of debate over, are we the geomatics community? Are we, should we use another name? Like for years, we've been basically the geomatics community, and the event and the process was the Canadian Geomatics Community Roundtable. So the idea behind the video was what I was trying to do is I was trying to show everybody involved in the process that while we understood the term geomatics, that the public did not in a broad sense. And I was doing this not to kind of say that geomatics wasn't the term that we should be using to describe ourselves, because it is a very effective term. How I like to describe it is that how you know you're in the geomatics sector or the geomatics industry in Canada, location technology, geospatial, all these terms we kind of use to describe it, is if you know what the word geomatics means, you're one of us. You know, you're in the know, you're in the industry, probably, if you understand the term. So we went out to Parliament Hill, and I basically stood around for most of the day. Thankfully, it was a very nice day. And we asked the public, you know, what does the word geomatics mean? And, you know, most of them didn't know what it meant. And the intention there was I was creating the video to take back to the CGCRT, the Canadian Geomatics Community Roundtable, to show them that there was more effort, there was more work that needed to be done in creating this identity for our sector. Not that the word geomatics wasn't the right word to use, it's just that not enough resources had been put into it. So that was the intention of the video. And it formed part of the event, a leadership event where we brought stakeholders in so we could play the video. It was visually interesting, engaging Canadians, and we did it partly in French and English, so that was pretty interesting. And another interesting thing is that the people in the French-speaking community understood the word geomatics more than the English-speaking community, because I think it has a bit of a longer history there as well.
Do you think that if you'd asked the question, what is geospatial, the English community might have had a better understanding of that?
Definitely, because in the term, it's kind of, you can puzzle it out, right? It's very easy. Geo, you know, earth, that means earth. You know, most of us understand that. And some people might think geology, though, and spatial, and then you've got spatial in the word, in the term geospatial, so then they know it has something to do with, you know, spatial stuff, location or something like that. So in that sense, it's easier to come to grips with.
You've been engaged in GIS and the geospatial community and geomatics for quite a long time, especially in the context of Go Geomatics Canada. For the educators that are listening, have you noticed any trends in the types of skills that are desired amongst employers? And where do you believe the focus should be?
Well, I think that being able to think spatially has become and continues to become more and more important. The tools that we use in our everyday lives now incorporate spatial tools. Like, you pick up your phone and you're searching for something, let's say, and you're using Google Maps, the ability to understand what's happening during a search using Google Maps is something, hopefully something everybody's getting now in, I don't know if they're getting that in grade school, but getting it in high school, that sort of understanding about spatial thinking and spatial querying, relating to the world in terms of not just who you are singularly, but who you are plurally, and geography helps us to understand that, you know, our place and location, our place in space.
So you've been engaged in GIS and the geospatial community for quite a long time, especially in the context of GoGMS Canada. For the educators that are listening, have you noticed any trends in the types of skills that are desired by employers? And is there any focus that students or graduates should look towards in terms of bolstering their skills?
Well, most of the GIS programs in Canada at the college level do a really excellent job of preparing the graduates for the workforce, because basically the job of a GIS program, they don't know what job you're going to get when you graduate, but they do a really good job. There's usually at each program, each GIS program, there's like an industry committee that works with the faculty, and they meet a couple of times a year. And so each program talks to industry about, okay, what's changing? What do you need? Do you want us to teach more about UAVs? Do you need more about databases? Do you need more about certain programming languages? So most of the programs are, if not all of the programs, are quite good at doing that. So it's tough to say. In general, I look at a lot of jobs, and I'm Canada's geospatial career coach. I do a lot of this. I give a lot of advice to new graduates and mid-career professionals on issues like this. They ask me, what skills should I be focusing on? And I'd say, you know, some of the most employable skills out there that they want to focus in are the programming, on the programming side. But in things like GIS, we have to make sure that we always remember, because sometimes I think there's a little bit of a disconnect, that GIS is essentially a database with a spatial component. So to be a really good GIS person, there's a lot of GIS jobs out there. Like that's the majority of the type of work that's out there for people coming out of these GIS programs. It's GIS technician, GIS specialist type work. And being really good at SQL, being really good at being able to manipulate data sets, that's really important. I would say, yeah, everybody should be focusing on SQL, things like Python, as well as having a really fundamental understanding of datums and projections, because that's the basis of everything that we do. So, yeah, I'd say that's what they should be focusing on. And I think that is what is happening out there. I think everybody's doing a pretty good job.
So getting back to the GoGeomatics socials, as we head into the new school year, there's an annual GoGeomatics back to school social. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So yeah, this is going to be our fourth annual series of events called the GoGeomatics back to school socials. So basically what these are, it's the kickoff to our social networking season. So most groups meet once a month for a couple of hours for drinks at a local pub or a Legion or just kind of a community place where everybody can get together and grab some food. And the back-to-school socials are the kickoff of the season where we make a big effort to invite industry as well as the students and the instructors, because it's the start of the school year in September. And we're welcoming these new students and the returning students and the graduate students to the geomatics sector in Canada. For a lot of them, they've chosen, you know, they're obviously picked education-wise as geomatics, whether they be in remote sensing or surveying or planning or GIS or even just geography in general. They get to come to this event and meet people that are actually doing the work and maybe ask them some questions, hear some stories, make some industry contacts. So that's really what the focus is of the back-to-school event.
So the back-to-school socials, are these put on exclusively by GoGeomatics Canada, or do you get assistance from other organizations?
Yeah, we get a lot of sector community support. So this year confirmed, we've got Global RAMAC, Lakehead University, GM Blue Plan Engineering, iLookabout, Avenza, PCI Geomatics, the Canadian Institute of Geomatics Atlantic Chapter, and GeoNiagara is also a sponsor, as well as the Canadian GIS and Geomatics website, and Esri Canada is a national sponsor as well. So it's a real community effort.
I'm glad that Geospatial Niagara is able to participate. What do you see in the future for GoGeomatics? Are you working on any special projects at the moment?
Yes. So we've got an exciting project that we just started working on with NRCan. So we've just signed a contract with NRCan to write a series of articles about the work of the Canadian Centre for Mapping and Earth Observation and all the different types of geomatics work that are going on there. So this is going to be coming out over almost a year. So it's going to be really exciting. I'm going to be going into NRCan and meeting and talking to different geomatic specialists, and we're going to be telling the stories that we've never really heard before from inside the CCMEO about what they're doing and how important it is, because these are the people that run GeoBase. These are the people that do the Canadian digital elevation data for Canada. So it's kind of the basis for a lot of the things going on, and they have a lot of partnerships with the province, putting data sets together and organizing them and making them available to all of us. So I'm really looking forward to working on that and putting those stories on the GoGeomatics Canada magazine.
We should clarify that NRCan stands for Natural Resources Canada?
Yeah, Natural Resources Canada, that's right.
All right. Thanks so much, John. I really appreciate you calling in to the radio show, and looking forward to going to the back-to-school social, which for Niagara is being held on Saturday, September the 30th at 6:30 p.m. at Fresco's on 4th Avenue. And if you're listening to this show from other parts of Canada, you can go to the GoGeomatics Canada website, and I will provide links in the show notes to the page with all the group information, and you can get yourself involved in part of a group. Thanks a lot, John. I really appreciate your time, and best of luck in the future with GoGeomatics Canada, and thanks again for calling in.
Thank you very much, Darren. It's been great talking to you and your listeners.
Thinking of pursuing a career in the field of geography or tourism? The Department of Geography and Tourism Studies at Brock University offers 3 and 4 year bachelor's degrees and a geography graduate program, each with several study options. At Brock University, you'll get an excellent education with hands-on experience through internships, study abroad programs, co-op, labs, seminars, and more. Explore the world through your studies. Come to Brock and experience the Department of Geography and Tourism Studies today. Check us out at brocku.ca/geotour.
Listen to Riddim Come Forward with yours truly, DJ Baldy, Solid Reggae Vibration, Wednesday nights at 9 on CFBU 103.7 FM, Community Radio. Many voices, one foundation.
Music and spoken word with an eclectic taste. This is CFBU 103.7 FM. Truly diverse radio.
So if you want to contact the GeoNiagara Radio Show, you can find us on Facebook at GeoNiagara Radio Show and on Twitter at GeoNiagara. Send us your questions, your comments. If you're an educator, get together with your class, send us your questions, and we'll see if we can get them answered for you. Episode 2 of the GeoNiagara Radio Show will feature an interview with Mary and Sylvia Thornbush, and they are working in necrogeography. They're actually looking at the weathering of headstones in several cemeteries in England, and it should be very interesting to find out what they're doing and hear about their research. Also want to remind you about the Niagara Go Geomatics Back to School Social. That will be held on Saturday, September the 30th at 6:30 p.m. at the Fresco's Restaurant at 104th Avenue in St. Catharines. Come on out and network with other geographers. If you're curious about what it is about geography, come on out too, and everyone is welcome.
Our next episode will air Wednesday, October 18th at 6 p.m. right here on CFBU 103.7 FM.
So until next time, I'm Darren.
And I'm RJ.
And thank you for listening to the GeoNiagara Radio Show.
You have been listening to the GeoNiagara Radio Show, sponsored by the Department of Geography and Tourism Studies at Brock University.